coachable go ahead and open the comments? Not much to say. I mean, you know, you lose 5-3 in an elimination game, it ends your season. It's a proverbial car, just slamming on the brakes. Season's over. Goodbye. See you later. Congratulate Louisville. Did a good job. Scrappy. Played a good game tonight. Pitched well. Held us down. Just victimized in a tournament setting with some defense tonight that kind of big hit and some defensive play that, you know, we had not played. Really, we played pretty good defense up until tonight, and a couple of those mistakes bit us in the butt, but that's the way it goes. Another day.
Your impressions of their starting pitcher freshman, that's the longest he's really gone all year?
Good fastball, good arm, mixed it up, wanted the ball, was a grunt. Yeah, credit him. Yeah, nice job. Great.
Coach, was there a
killer
off before Miner gives up the home run three-run shot? Was there a feel that he might, you know, that his control might be slipping at that point?
Who's this, Mike? No, I mean, you know, we went in there with the frame of mind that we were going to go 40 to 50 pitches with him and leave it at that. I wanted him to face right. He wasn't going to face Arnold. But, you know, Wright just got a ball up and he drove it. But no, Mike knew what he had in his tank and we knew how far to go with it. And he's a very reliable pitcher. And that's who I want my paycheck on.
Sam, did you have pitch counts on certain guys tonight, or was it just a feel it as it goes kind of thing?
Well, Mikey was a pitch count type. We just want to feel him out every inning. And then after that, we were just trying to piece it together. I think that was about as long as Sonny was going to go in that situation. But outside of that, no, there really weren't any pitch counts.
On Russ, was there a concern the second time around the order?
The only thing that concerned me about Russ is that he left the ball out the last two hitters he faced. He was throwing his fastball out. He got away with it with Arnold, actually, because, you know, we threw him three fastballs in the same spot, and he fouled him right back. So we were a little bit fortunate to get him out. But, yeah, a little bit concerned about that. Russell did a good job, but second time around, a little bit tough.
Sonny coming in and just blowing him out and night. Can you talk about that? Just coming back with as little rest as he had and being that effective?
Sonny's damn good. That's all there is to it. That little son of a gun's damn good. You want the ball in his hand. You just want the ball in his hand. Danny's going to coach him this summer on Team USA. He's going to be damn glad. I'd want that guy with the ball if I'm like Mikey, if I'm facing Cuba.
Mike, can you kind of talk about your outing tonight?
I mean, it was going good for a while. You know, I struggled a little bit with control, only going on 2 days of rest. But arm was a little slow, but not hurt or anything. I mean, it felt good, but it was a little slow. Breaking pitches were just a little off, so I stayed mostly with changeup tonight. And then, you know, I left a slider up and cost me, but other than that, I feel like me and Gio connected a little bit, you know, mixing it up pretty well against the big hitters.
Joe, the ball you crushed, can you just talk about that attack?
Can you move the mic a little bit? I mean, I just didn't try to do too much. A couple of bats, I was pressing a little bit in my game before, and finally just got a little more comfortable and didn't try to do too much and just got a pitch up and drove it, so. Tough loss.
Further questions? Tim, you've got an offseason coming. We've got a lot of guys that are kind of could come back for that junior year, red shirts, and probably a lot of unsettled situations. How do you evaluate what you have going into the draft?
I don't know, Chris. I mean, that's the last thing I'm thinking about right now. I mean, I will at some point, but I don't have the frame of mind right now to even think about that. I mean, I'm just pissed for the kids that, you know, we just didn't get it done. I mean, you know, I compliment Mike because, you know, I don't know. I haven't coached many pitchers like him. And for him, you know, during brunch today to look at me and point to himself says, I want the ball, because really we were in a quandary about who to give it to. I mean, he's
just a good one. You mentioned juniors. I'm going to miss him. He's going to be a first rounder. He's going to get picked in the top. He's going to get to the big leagues quick because he can pitch. And he pitches with changeup. He's added two pitches. The guy's good. He just knows how to pitch. And I just like him a lot. And I'm going to miss him. Now, the rest of the guys, you know, I don't know. You know, that stuff's so sticky. But, like I said, Chris, I can't even think about it. It's just irritated right now. And the kids are. What can you do?
Was him coming to you the deciding factor in giving him the bolt start tonight?
Yeah, well, it was. I mean, you know, the two guys, the thing is, we're going to the SEC tournament, LSU, and championship game, and DJ has Minor and Gray crossed off as they won't pitch. He goes out there with a pen and crosses his name off, say, I'm ready to pitch. So, you know, you got to credit guys who really, really want the ball. There's some mental toughness there. And he and Sonny have been like that, but Mikey's a warrior, man. I'm going to miss him. I'm going to miss him. But I'll be watching him. And my wife and I will show up at his game when he gets there. He gets me tickets.
Thank you, Bill.